Shavua Tov. This week's Parsha, Parshat Emor, has a strange name. It means say. Why would the Parsha be called that? Many of the Parshiot in the Torah begin Vayedaber. We don't have any Parshiot called Vayedaber. I believe the name of the Parsha is expressive of the centrality of the word Amira in the Parsha's first Pasuk and throughout the Parsha. If you look at the first Pasuk, the word is mentioned three times. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon, V'yamarta alehem. And as I mentioned, it's not just the first pasuk of the first perek. It's the beginning of each of the parashas prakim. Perek Chaf Beis, Emor alehem l'dor aseichem. Perek Chaf Gimel, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta alehem. Why does the parsha emphasize Amira? I believe we can answer this question by appreciating the unique character of Parshat Emor. First glance, Parshat Emor seems to be a continuation of the theme of Parshat Kedoshim, of Kedusha. One wonders in what way the Parsha is unique, is adding a Chiddush. I believe the answer comes in the fact that the Parsha is teaching us that Kedusha is not only how we act, but also something we create. Famously, Chazal speak about this regarding Perek Chaf Gimel in the Parsha, where the Yomim Tovim are described as the Mikra'i Kodesh. The first Pasuk describes them as Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Otam Mikra'i Kodesh. As opposed to Shabbat, the Yomim Tovim are days that we sanctify through setting the calendar and through our Kiddush. But it's not just the Mikra'i Kodesh where we see our creation of Kedusha. In the first prakim of the Parsha, both Perek Chaf Aleph and Perek Chaf Bet, we deal with objects that we sanctify. Perek Chaf Aleph deals with our sanctification of the Kohanim. V'kidashto ked lechem lokecha hu makriv. When we show respect to a Kohen, when we give him the first offerings, when we give him the first aliyah, we sanctify him. In Perek Chaf Bet, the Torah says, when we sanctify an object, is holy and therefore needs to be treated that way. V'lo yechalelu et shem kodshi asher heim makdishim li. The simple reading of the pasuk seems to imply that we create the holiness of God's name. Rashi finds this strange and says we should flip around the way we read the pasuk. The Ramban says no, simple pshat sounds that way. But the best, strongest expression of our creative ability and responsibility regarding Kedusha, we see in the end of Perek Chaf Bet, where we're told, V'lo techalelu et shem kodshi v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Chazal understand from this additional pasuk that the Torah is teaching us that Chilul and Kiddush Hashem is not just how we treat the objects that we sanctify, but every action in our lives. Here we get the concepts, the broad concepts of Chilul and Kiddush Hashem, which isn't just the willingness to give up one's life for one's principles, and not just Yehorig Val Yavor, but how we live daily. We do the right thing, it's a Kiddush Hashem. Chas v'shalom, the wrong thing, it's a Chilul Hashem. And we see this ability to generate Kiddush Hashem even in how we speak, in the saying of Kaddish, in the saying of Kedusha. If you look at Kedusha, we say, Nekadesh et shimcha ba'olam k'shem shemakdishim oto b'shmei marom. What an unbelievable statement. We can create Kedusha just like the Malachim, even through our dibur, through our words. From here we see the greatness of man, his ability and responsibility to be Mekayesh Shem Shamayim, not just through his actions, but also through his Amira, through his words, the Chiddush of Parshat Emor.